Okay, today is Daf Samach Hey. We're in Samach Dalet Amud Beis in the bottom line. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishmas Menucha Freida Bath Yaakov Yehuda. So, here we go. Yeah. I think the yard site's 8 Nisan, which is Shabbos. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Shadar Le Kurbana. Rabbi Yehuda donated a Kurbana. What's a Kurbana? It says here.
He sent a present.
Okay. Yeah. He sent the present, Le'iv Darna, to Ivdarna, which is his Gentile friend, the Goyisha guy, his Goyisha friend, B'yom Edom, on the day of his holiday. Shouldn't do that, right? Amar, he said, no. Yedana be de lo palach lavodes kochavim. I know he doesn't worship idols. I know that. I know he's not an avodah zarah worshiper. So he's not going to thank his God. How could the Jew give a gift? That's a different problem. But he's not going to thank his God. Look at this, the Jew. He's not going to do that. Therefore, his mutter. So the Ayavitz asks, so if he's not going to do that, he's not going to worship and thank his God, but dafka on the holiday you have to give it to him? You couldn't give it to him? You couldn't pick a different day? But dafka the holiday? So the Ayavitz says, it was January 1st. Or the new year. So even if you're not religious, it's still a legal holiday. You still have it's still a nice day off. It's still a thankful day. Even if, not a thankful day, it's a holiday. It's a special day. Even if it's not a religious day, it's a special day. So he wanted to give him a gift for a special day. So he gave it to him January 1st. He knows he's not religious. He's not going to view it as a religious thing. What a nice thing. I have a day off. He gave me some, he gave me something to help with a Super Bowl Sunday. He sent over some stuff for the Super Bowl party. I'm not religious. That's what the Yavid says. Interesting. Anyway, Amalei Rav Yosef, Iva Tanya, one second. We have a Brisa that says, Ezu Ger Toshav. Who's a Ger Toshav? Kolshik, that's what it says here. You have to declare in front of three people that you're not going to worship Avodah Zarah. He never did that. Rabbi Yehuda says, I know him. He doesn't worship. I know. He didn't declare it in front of anybody. So, I mean, the Gemara could have answered, well, he doesn't hold like those people. Because yesterday, remember what we said yesterday? We said, what do you mean, Ger Toshav means you're not going to worship Avodah Zarah? Nobody's allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. So what do you mean by that? The Gemara gives a different answer. Now, Ki Tanya Hahi, when it says that if he renounces Avodah Zarah in front of people, that's L'Hachioso. Help him have a job. Why should he help the Goy have a job? All Jews don't have jobs. No, but this Goy is a special guy. He doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. He renounced it in front of, now we'll help you get a job. We'll give you some, we'll let you take from the soup kitchen or whatever it is. We'll support you. L'Hachioso means to support you. Now we'll support you. But until then, why should we support you? So Rav Yehuda was right in saying, I know he's not, doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. He never declared it. He doesn't have to declare it.
But even though he renounced, it doesn't mean he can't change his mind.
What? Right, but we there's an assumption he's not changing his mind. I'm sure there's Gemara about that. If we see him acting in a certain way, we'll make him change his mind. So, I've Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar V'Yochanan, Ger Toshav She'avru Olav Yud Beis Chodesh. If a Ger Toshav goes 12 months, Velo Mol, and he doesn't have a Bris Mila, Hare Hu Kimin She'ovde, Kimin She'ovde Kochavim, he's like a Bikoris Ovde Kochavim. So, what do you mean, I know he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah? You have to get a Bris Mila. It's a path to Judaism. So Gemara says, no, Hassam over there, thank you, Kigon She'kibel Olav Lam Velo Mol. No, the guy promised, I'm going to get a Bris Mila. You don't promise you don't have to do that. No, you're allowed to be a guy. Be a good, solid guy. Keep the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Maybe even be a Ger Toshav. Might even be required more things from you. That's fine. You don't have to get a Bris Mila. But if you promise you're going to get a Bris Mila, Yoni, you have 12 months to get a Bris Mila. You schlep more than that, we say you're not serious. Okay. Rava Amtele Kurbana. Listen to this Gemara. Could you imagine a Gemara, Gashat is going to have a story like this? Rava, it's probably one of the most famous, probably most interesting stories in all of Shas. Rava Amtile Kurbana Labar Sheshach Biomedam. Rava sent a gift to Bar Sheshach, a guy, on the day of his holiday. Amar, he said, Yudana Bey Delo Palach Lavor Kavim. I know this guy Bar Sheshach, he's no Avodah Zarah worshiper. I know him. So Azal he went, Rava went, Ashkeche, he found him, Diyasav, he was sitting Ad Savari, up to his neck, Be Urda, in roses. He was up to his neck in roses. V'kaiman zonos arumos kame. And there were two naked zonos next to him, on all sides of him.
He's in a bath, by the way.
In a bath of roses.
Right.
Right. Amalei. So Bar Sheshach says to Rava, Islechu kai gavna la'almadasi? You have such a thing in the next world?
That was the next world.
Amalei, he tells him back, you hear this story? Amalei tells him back, Rava tells back, Didon adif tve mehai. What we have is even better than this. Even better than this. So Amalei, tve mehai mihava? Could there be something better than this? What's better than this? Could there be better than this? And could you imagine a Rosh Hashiva today?
Yeah.
Going, could you just imagine going to the Goy with two zonas over there and having a conversation like this with a Goy?
Naked zonas.
Naked zonas. Can there be better than this? The guy says to Rava. So Amalei, you hear the story? Amalei, Atun Ika Aleichu Emsa Demalka. You still have to worry about the government. Still have to worry about the king. You still have to, he can't speed and he can't go through red lights. You still have to worry about that. Anan Lo Tahavi Alon Emsa Demalka. We don't have to worry about that in the next world. If you want to argue, says Rava, that the pleasure here that you have is better than in the next world, maybe, I don't know, I was never there, says Rava, I don't know. But you don't have to worry about, we don't have to worry about the melech over there. And here you do. Very interesting story. Amalei, what? Isn't that the best answer?
I don't know.
Not really.
What should he have said?
Right now he wasn't thinking about any king.
He was thinking about his own
pleasure.
So.
No,
that's his,
God,
but that's his point. But that's saying, but he just asked him that. But he told him that first. He said, no, the next world's better than this. So he said, could there be anything better? In other words, how do you know? How do you know it's better over there? No one's ever been there. And came back to tell us. So we don't know. So I said, you're right. I can't argue that point. I can't say, well, have patience, and after 120, you'll see I'm right. It's a hard sell. It's a very hard, ask people that are into Kirov. They'll never say that. Just trust me. That's what you're saying. Trust me, I know it's better. Is that a good answer? Trust me.
Great answer.
What?
Great answer.
It is?
Trust me.
But what's he saying? Don't tell anything.
So he's saying,
trust me, you don't trust him.
So what's he saying exactly? What's he saying? What's Rava saying back? Don't trust me, because I don't know. But we're not going to have to worry about the king. What kind of answer is that?
While he's enjoying himself, he
doesn't,
it's not so,
so
rosy here. That's what he's trying to tell him.
Is that what he's trying to tell him? Amalei, anu mehai me'am sedemalka ikalei. What kind of thing do I have with the king over here? So, adi yasvi, until they were sitting there, asa ahu pristika demalka, some official from the king came. Amalei kum de kibay lach malka. The king needs you. So right away, he had to get out of there and go, the goy, had to go back to the king. Kinafak for azil, Amalei, when he was leaving, he said, ena deboy lemechse luchu bishusa tipaka. The eyes that wanted bad for me, that looked at me in a bad way, should... What?
The eye that goes looking back on you.
The eyes that was looking back on you should be destroyed. In other words, Rava's eyes. Amalei Rava, no. Amen. Paka ene de bar shisha. Your eyes should be ruined, poked out, yeah. So I'm not sure what the next gemara means. Amar of Papi, Iboile lememro le mahaikra. He could have answered it from the following pasuk. Like this guy cares about a pasuk, it's a hill. Benos Boachim, Bikirosecha, Nitzva, Shegol, Lemincha, Bekesem, Ophir. Which means somehow that the maidservants are going to turn into queens, princesses, right? And they'll have a lot of kavod, right? And then the queen's gonna like wear all this jewelry that comes from a place called Ophir, right? That in the future we're gonna be above. Now we're the downtrodden shifches. In the future we're gonna be above them, above the goyim. Okay, Amar of Nachan by Yitzchak, remember Lei Mehacha. He could have said this: Ayin Lo Rasa Elokim Zulascha Yaseh LeMechakalo. You have patience, you wait. You'll get the good things when you wait. So it's a hard thing to tell somebody, but it's true. If you have patience and you wait, you're going to get the good stuff. Okay. That's the Gemara now is very hard. The rest of the Gemara now is quite hard.
That was
hard. It was hard hashkafically. It wasn't hard Gemara wise. Now it's hard. What?
Hard reading,
it wasn't hard reading, it was hard understanding it. Right, so what is Rava really trying to say to this guy? That's a good question. You can think about it all day long. Don't think about the other part. Don't think about the goy. Think about Rava. Scharo lasos imo malacha. Right? Malacha acheres. If the guy, what did we say? If the guy hired you to mow the lawn, and while you're mowing the lawn, he says, by the way, can you do me a favor? Can you move my avodah zarah from here to there? Okay? So then we said, that's mutter. So we asked, why is that mutter? Why is it mutter? Because you weren't hired for that. So what? So then the Gemara says like this. Even if he doesn't say it at night, after he paid you, now he says, do me a favor. I know I paid you. Can you help me schlep this? All right, I'll help you schlep it. That might be mutter. That'd be different. Because you're not getting paid for that. So you're doing the guy a favor. Okay, you're not making money off that. So you're doing the guy a favor. So, but it didn't say that in the Mishnah, that if it's at nighttime already. It didn't say that. Viraminui. One minute. Hasachar tzapol tuti erev. Somebody pays his worker at night. Amalo. Haver habayis. Amalo. What? Haver chavet shayin. That's talking about lamakom. Do me a favor. Or he's about to pay him or something like that. At nighttime, at the end of the day. Now he tells him, by the way, before I pay you, help me shlep to the yayin and from here to there. Then, schar mutter. Taima, why is that mutter? The amal eli to say erev. Because he told him at night, at the end of the day. In. Then it's mutter. Kuliyom alo. But the rest of the day, it's not mutter. Right?
What? Even if you tell for 5 minutes during lunch, it's still incidental to the rest of the day.
No, the point is that it's at the end of the day, so his payment is already locked. So now that he's doing this, he's not getting paid for this. It's not getting paid. So he's doing a toiva, not getting paid for it. That's mutter. You're not getting paid from a avodah zarah. You're touching it? Okay, so I'll touch it. You're not getting paid for it. But if it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you have a whole day ahead of you, it's part of your salary. So then you can't do it. That's what this Bryce seems to say. But our mission said, didn't say when. Anytime he asks you, you can do it, as long as they're hired for that. So how was the pshat? That's what this means. At the end of the day, after you've already gotten your salary, you didn't get it yet. But the point is, your salary is already fixed. Now he asks you to do a favor. All right, you can say yes. But mashma, that in the middle of the day, you can't do it. So our mission didn't give a time frame. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, Amrabaya, ki tnan nam masmisan da amalu tuti erev. You're at tnan, right? Add into our mission that it was at night. To make our mission make sense, says Abaya.
He was already paid.
Exactly.
Exactly. So it's incidental to the rest of the day.
Exactly. And not getting paid for it. The question is incidental. The question is not getting paid for it. Not getting paid for it, so that's okay.
Does all his lunch hour, it's okay.
Exactly. When doing your own time, that's fine. Exactly. Rava Amar, no. No, you don't have to say, you don't have to change the Mishnah. I have another answer. Lokasha. Ha. What is it? Osir, the Amar, Lay. This is your incidental case. The Amar, Lay, where he tells him, Havili mea chavios, bemea prutos. Every barrel you move, I give you $1. So you're getting paid for every barrel.
Right.
That's Osir. Ha. The Amar, Lay, mut, the Amar, Lay, when it said it's mutter, Havili chavis bepruta. Havili chavis bepruta. You move all the barrels, then I'll pay you. So that barrel, you can say, I'm not getting paid. Rashi says you have to throw that. You have to throw the dollar, $1, you have to throw into the ocean. Rashi says the Rashi of Lokasha. Masneisim detani mutter. Our mishnah is mutter. Kigon havili chavis bepruta. Venimtos havili chavis bepruta. Transfer all the barrels for me. I'll give you money. Nimtos chavis shayayin etzich beidehem. And the Yayat Nezach is included in those barrels. Shaddai Prutul and Ira. You have to throw $1 into the ocean. You can't get enough from that dollar. The rest of it, not a problem. You can move it for him. You just can't get paid for it. So when we say it's mutter, yeah, he's giving you a set salary. I'm giving you $100 today. There's 100 barrels. You move all 100, you get $100. Fine. Move the Yayat Nezach barrel. One barrel, take $1, throw it away. Inami.
Does he have to inquire from the guy what's in those barrels?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here, right?
He doesn't specify guidance.
Right, right. I mean, right. I mean, it must be a case where you come to an address and it's a church.
Yeah.
And you're the guy who... I don't know. I don't know what the facts are. But yeah, it's a fair question. Inami or... Or, you tell me, you know what? I like you so much. I'm going to do today for 99. Don't give me the 100. I'll do it for 99. I don't want to overcharge you, the Jew says. So that's okay also. He's not getting paid for that one barrel. Right? V'inach mishtu, the rest of the money's mutter. Right? The hal lo shayach schar, hahu chavis, pahadi inach, the chal chada, kinyan, agrab apinafshi. Right? Each one's being, each barrel is its own a value. So therefore, you don't either you take that money and you throw it out, or you don't ask. You tell them, I don't want it. I'm going to do it for a discount today. So then you don't get paid for that barrel. But Brisa, dechi amar, dechi lo amar le litusi erev. But if it doesn't say it like that, not at night, have a kol scharu aser. Every penny's aser. You go into amar le hever kuf chavios bekuf prutos. The kol kamadol avrune lekulu lo davle miti. And if you don't move any, you're not getting paid at all. Not getting paid at all, right? Hiltach kuli agra shayach bay. Every penny is shayach to that barrel. Because if you don't move any barrel, you're not going to pay to anything. It's all or nothing. So therefore, you're stuck. You can't do it. It's aser. Now, Votanya, we actually learned this. It's Benichusa, we learned this. Hatzokhar, it's a poel. Somebody hires a worker. Vamalo, heavily mea chavis b'mea prutos. Take from me 100 barrels for $100. Nimtzus chavis shal yayin esach b'neyen. And the yayin esach over there, scharo aser. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Because every barrel is part of the deal. So how are you moving them? You can't move 99 barrels either. You can't do that. However, chavis bepruta. But if I give you a dollar for each barrel you move, you want to move one, you'll get one. You want to move 100, you'll get 100. Nimtzus chavis shal yayin esach b'neyen, scharo mutter. And it happens to be the yayin esach barrel in there, it's mutter. Okay, but then, but as Rashi pointed out, you have to throw out $1. You can't keep $1. Fine. Next, we said, Hasochres hachamar, if someone hires a donkey, lahavi aleh, yayin esach, schar aser. If you hire a donkey driver, a donkey, to transport stuff, right? You hire a donkey to transport stuff, and the guy puts his yayin esach on the donkey, that's also a problem. Right? Yeah. So we think it's the same question, right? Same issue. So it's the same case. So the Gemara says Hasu Lamali, Hainu Reisha. It's the same exact thing. Whether the guy hires me or I hire the guy. What's the difference? Same thing. I hire the donkey or right? Or the guy hires my donkey, right? So the complicated Gemara now. Sefer Itzrichalei. Sefer is no. We needed the case of the donkey, right? Right. What's the case? The guy hires my donkey. First case was the guy hired me. Now the guy hires the donkey. So what's the difference? No, sefer itzrichalei. The big difference. Scharo leishev aleha. Why do you hire a donkey? I need a transport. So I hire the donkey. What do I do with a donkey? I sit on it. Afal pi sheniach ovid kachavim legino aleha. Even though the guy puts his yayinetzach jug on the donkey also. Scharo mutter. That's mutter. Why is it mutter? Why is that mutter? Because it's incidental to the sitting. But the guy can't put his backpack there. The guy.
Of course he can.
Yayin Esach on there. And the salary he's paying me for renting the donkey now is Yayin Esach salary. No, we don't say that. Now, we didn't say that before. It's a little bit of a chiddush, right? Now the Gemara says...
You're only trying to think because it's one more step removed.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. Right? Right. Right, so Rashi explains, someone explains, it's not normal to travel like that. It's not a normal way of traveling. You don't travel with your wine cask with you. It's not a normal way of traveling. So I guess it wasn't stated, or it's lo shchiach, so it's mutter. Okay, some answer like that. So the Gemara says, lememra delogin lav dinahu laosive, that it's not normal, right? In other words, he doesn't have the right to leave his jug there. It's only because it's not so abnormal. Is that what it means? He doesn't have the right. The login lav dinahu de usuve. He doesn't have the right to put it there. Is that true? Vermini. 1 minute. Hasocher tachamar. If somebody rents a donkey from his friend, socher, the renter, meniach aleha, he could put on top of it, ksuso, his clothing, his knapsack, his luggage, uleginaso, and his jug, umazonosov shal osa derech. And his food for that journey. Mikan ve'elich, more than that, chamor ma'akev alav. The donkey, the owner, can protest. You can't drive my donkey to the ground. You can't put on 1,000,000,000 pounds of stuff. Yeah, what do you have? Yeah, your overnight bag. You have some food for the way. You have some wine. That's fine. More than that, no. More than that's not a part of the deal. More than that, I'm not giving you my donkey. Go rent a truck. Right? What? Right. Mikan ve'elech, chamar ma'akav, olav. The owner can protest. Now, chamar miniach aleh sa'orim v'tevin, umuzanosav shalos ayom. The donkey driver himself leaves on wheat and barley and food for that day, mikan ve'elech, hasocher ma'akev alav. More than that, the socher can protest. In other words, he rented the donkey on condition, oh, you're going to Cincinnati? Oh, so bring this to my mother-in-law. You're going anyway. So bring this stuff to my mother-in-law. How much stuff? Well, it takes so much stuff, then what am I renting already? I have no room for my stuff. So what can the donkey driver put on? Also, it's not just the room, it's also its wear and tear on the donkey. The guy's like, I've got to get there in a few days. I can't schlep, take 5 months, because all your stuff is on the donkey. The donkey's going so slow. Right? It's matriarch to the donkey. So this is the parameters. Right? But what do we see from here? That you can put the yayin asach on. It's a right. Not because it's slow shchiach. It's a right. It's a right to do it. It's part of the deal. You can put your overnight bag, and some food, and some wine. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Nihi. The Logan Dina Hulo Suve. You're right. You have the right to put the wine there. You have the right, 100%. Miha, however, Elo Mosivle, if you don't put it there, Miha Mirin Le Naki Le Agua Dila Ginaso, are we going to deduct the price? The guy comes, I want to rent your donkey for a week. How much? $100. Fine. By the way, I'm not bringing a wine cask, so I'm making a 98? No, of course not. Of course not. We don't say that. You have the right. But if you don't bring it, we're not going to deduct the price. So therefore what? Right? Right? So therefore,
We're not charging for it,
exactly. But if we're not charging for it, therefore it's mutter. Exactly. Now, the hechidami. What's the case exactly over here? Right? Hechidami. Idishkiach. What hechidami means, what's the case regarding what? What we just said. This is the hard part. Idishkiach lemezabein chamar na milakev. If as the owner, as the renter, is traveling the whole way from here to Cincinnati, he's buying more souvenirs, and he's loading up that donkey, then the owner can protest. So I didn't give you my donkey to run it into the ground. Iloshkiach lemezabein, and if it's not, you're not going to do that, then socher nami lo la'akev. Then why is the socher protesting how much stuff the owner puts on? What is to bring it to his mother-in-law in Cincinnati? What does he care? So, Amar Papa, now let's speak. Here the case is, the shchiach lemitrach ulumazabein me'avna la'avna. They're allowed to load up the donkey from hotel to hotel. They go from hotel to hotel, right? In other words, I just need to get food till I get to the next restaurant, till I get to the next rest stop. When I get to the next rest stop, I'll buy more food, right? Chamar darke lemichrach ulmezabein. The owner normally does that. Socher lav darke lemichtav ulmezabein. Therefore, he doesn't normally do that. He's in a rush. He doesn't normally stop every tourist stop. The truck drivers don't stop at every tourist attraction, right? He's transporting goods from here to there. He doesn't do that. He doesn't stop at every, take pictures and buy souvenirs. Buy mugs and t-shirts and hats. He doesn't do that. Therefore, he can load up more stuff on his donkey. This is getting off the topic of Yayin Esach. Yeah. It's Hilchas donkey.
You have the chamar and the socher. What's going on? Is it a driver, donkey driver? And
yeah.
And you have a renter. So who's renting?
No, I think that I don't know if the donkey driver is there or not. It doesn't make a difference.
The donkey driver is driving.
Okay, so the point is, how much stuff can the donkey driver put on to ruin the rental? Imagine if I rent you my car, but I load up my car with all my stuff. So what'd you rent? Right. You wanted the trunk space, no? Same thing over here.
But the donkey driver is not the owner of it.
He is the owner.
Oh, he is the owner?
Yeah. And he's renting it to the renter.
It seems he is alone with the...
Fine, so he's alone with him. Right, right. Why? Because he's not the renter. He's a different cheshbon. Avu, fine. New case. What? Avu adurav acha brei dravika. The father of Rav Acha Brei Dravika. Who's the father of Rav Acha Brei Dravika? Ravika. So why don't you say Ravika? Because we give
it,
what?
Because
he didn't know
who he was.
No, that's not what he says. The Achronim say because Rav Acha was greater than Ravika.
Right.
So we mention Ravacha. Ravacha Brei Dravika, the father of Rav Acha Brei Dravika, which is Ravika. But we mention Ravacha because he was greater than his father. So it's a shevach to the father. You say it like this. The father of him. Who's that? It's his father. What?
Isn't each generation weaker than this?
As a general rule, yes. See, sometimes you have fascinating people, right?
When I first moved to Canada,
So avua dravach rei dravika haya shafich lechamra lov dekachavim. He, I'm not sure if this is what's going on here either. He sold.
He had one barrel.
He had one barrel, and
he used to fill up the other guy's barrels.
So he used to fill up barrels of goyim. Haya shafich lechamra lov dekachavim. He would fill up barrels of goyim, right?
And he kept the original barrel.
Va'azel me'abra le'me'abra. And then he would bring the barrels on his boat, right? He would transport the barrels on his boat. V'yavle gulfe ba'agra, and they would give him barrels, jugs as payment, right?
Yeah.
Asu amrle labaya. They asked the buyer, is this a range of mutter? Amalei, what's going on here? Amalei,
that was his payment.
His payment was drugs. What are these drugs? They're Yayinetzach drugs, right? So Amalei, ki katarach behetera katarach. When he's doing all this work, he's doing it for himself. Right? In other words, he's
moving his barrels for himself.
No. When he's pouring the wine into the Gayesha barrels, it's right. Still kosher wine.
Yeah, the wine did not become...
It doesn't become the
Ayinetzach.
Right. So the Gemara says, V'arotza b'kiyumo, but he doesn't want anything to happen to the wine because he will be able to make it, he will be able to sell it as the Ayinetzach. So the Gemara says, no, D'lo nitzruchu ziki. He didn't, he was not responsible, D'lo nitzruchu ziki, so it shouldn't get broken. So the Gemara says, no, demasni badayu. They made a condition that he's not going to be responsible if the jug breaks. So he has no liability at all. Therefore, there's no Yayinetzach on his part. Inami demaisu pristiki badayu. They brought empty jugs, so he never even touched, it was never Yayinetzach, because it was his wine into an empty jug. But he's transporting treif wine. How could he do that? So Gemara says, da'amalei lemarvaria meikara. They made some kind of arrangement in advance.
Yes.
So therefore, since the arrangement was made in advance, not usher. Or inami dinikiti ba kitri, they used to make a simon. They used to tie rope in such a way, and he wouldn't charge for those people. So therefore, it wasn't getting paid for those people. I'm not charging him. So therefore, it was mutter. Not so sure that all that. Okay, next. Yayin netzach shenafal al gabe anavim yidichon. If yayin netzach fell on top of grapes, you can just wash off the grapes and eat the grapes. Right? However, vehein mutaros, and they are mutar. No problem.
That's the grapes, doctor?
The grapes, yeah, because we're going to get to the fact that they taste the same. So we're going to get to all that, we'll get to Tom Iker and Min Bimino, all that's coming up. V'im haya mivukos, asuros. But if the grape had a hole in it, had a crack, then the wine fell in, the wine went into the grape, you can't get the wine out of the grape, can't get it out, and therefore it's usher. Right?
That grape or the whole bunch?
What? Every grape that had a hole. Wow. The Tosva says, and the Tosva is V'im, B'Yerushalmi Mefarish, D'mayri Ba'anavim Hamechubarim Le'eshkol, they're still attached to the cluster, Avol'im Nito Ha'ukitz, if you remove it, Havei Kimuvukaz, B'bnei Nekev, Hanishar B'Zinavo. If you remove the grape, then of course it has a hole in it, because it got plucked off. So the fissure sure has a hole in it. Yeah. It's never a heter. Right? The only question is, you didn't remove it yet. So there's a cluster. Okay, just wipe them off. If it had a hole in it, it's a problem. If you remove one grape, of course it has a hole in it.
Yeah.
Right?
But when you squeeze the grape, everything comes out, and why is it a bottle with everything else?
That's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. And the answer is, because Yayin Netzach is not bottle.
Exactly.
We're going to get to it. It's a chumra of Yayin Netzach. Excellent question. No, but he's saying it's bottle. It's less than 1/60. You have a whole grape, and one drop fell in. One drop fell in. It's less than 1/60. The answer, where did 1/60 come from? We're going to answer all that. The answer is it's not bottle because the Yayinetzach is not bottle. It's a good question. That's the answer. It's not bottle. Now, nafal agabi te'enim or agabi tamarim. If it fell on something else, dates or figs, not grapes. Im yesh behem benosin tam usher. If you can taste it, if you can taste the grape in there, it's usher. Umaisa, the baisos bas zunin, There's lots of story. What?
Why can't you?
Because we're going to see it automatically has. You'll see.
It absorbs, right?
Yeah. Maisa bebaisa bazunin. Shevi grogos besfina. He brought dates. Grogos of dates?
Figs.
Right. On a boat. Vinishtabra chavit shayayin. Nezach. And the wine of the yayin nezach barrel broke. Vinafal al gabayin. And it fell on top of the grape figs. Vishalach chachamim. What do we do? Vitirim. They said it's not a problem. Zaklal. Here's the rule. Kol shahana aser benot sintam aser. Any time that imparts a good flavor to hanah, it's a good flavor, it's a problem. Kol she'ein b'hanah aser benot sintam mutter. If it doesn't impart a good taste, then it's mutter. Right? Kigon, for example, chomet shnafal adabi grisim. If vinegar falls on top of beans, that doesn't help, I don't want that, that's not a problem. What kind of vinegar, we'll see in the Gemara. Right? So Rashi says, just she'banah aser benot sintam. Rashi says, Shenena b'taymu shel iser, you get hana from this tam of aser, dahainu b'not sin tam l'shevach aser. Something that's aser, that adds flavor to what I already have, that's a problem, that's aser. V'chol she'ein b'hana aser b'not sin tam, shenena b'taymu, that's going to be mutter. If it doesn't add, it doesn't enhance the flavor, it's going to be mutter. What are the parameters of that? That's Friday and Shabbos' daf. Okay. Now, nice lister. We said a halacha that if the wine falls on the figs and dates and imparts flavor, we said it's usher. Then we bring a story where it's mutter. So we never do that. Maisa lister, the story contradicts the halacha. So Gemara says no. Chasuri mechzer vachiknai. No, there's a chasuri mechzer here in the Mishnah. We're missing the whole. Half the Mishnah is missing. It says im no sein tam livgam hu mutter. If the flavor ruins your item, if the flavor ruins your item, that's mutter. Umay sinami, there was a story. Baisas bazunin, she may be grogros bisfina. He had grogros on a boat. Vinishtabra chavish shal yayinesach, and the yayinesach fell. The yayinesach broke, the barrel broke. Vinafa agabeyin, and it fell on top of the figs. Uba maisel of nechachavim, vihitirim. They matered it. Why'd they matter it? Right? Why'd they matter it? Exactly.
How do you know it's for them?
What?
Because
we know. It ruined the taste.
Yeah.
How do we know? We just do. It ruined the taste. Okay? Now, Hahu Kri, there was once a pile, the chiti of wheat, the nafal...
If it ruined the taste, presumably when they say it was mutter, that's for hanah, not for eating.
What do you mean?
Well, if it ruined the taste...
We'll get to that. We're going to get to all that. Okay. Hahu Kri, the chiti, there was a pile of wheat. The nafal aleha chavita the yayin nesach, and a barrel of yayin nesach fell on top of the wheat. So shayi Rava was vunil of the kochavim. Rava allowed to sell it, and we say right over here, only not to eat it, just to sell it, right? So esve Rava barley voy leRava. Rava barley voy asked Rava, 1 minute, beged she'avad bo klayim. If a beged has klayim in it somewhere, but you don't know where it is, right? And you don't know where it is, gesundheit, hareze lo yim karena lo ovde kochavim. You're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Now, first question you have to ask is, what does that mean a beged has klayim? I have a beged. My beged's made out of wool. But there's one strand of linen in the beged, but I don't know where it is. So, what do I do with this beged? So, you can't sell it to a guy. Why can't I sell it to a guy? Because the guy will sell it back to a Jew. So how could you sell this stuff to a guy? He'll sell it back to a Jew. He'll make bread out of it. Or he'll make wheat. He'll sell the wheat to a Jew. So how could you sell it to a guy? And by the way, why don't we say that the one strand of linen is batel in the baguette?
Yeah.
Why don't we say that? It's batel. I have a whole baguette of wool, one strand of linen. Why isn't it batel? What? Why not? Why not? No, it does not only work with food. So what's the reason?
I don't know because it's there.
So what? I don't know where it is.
So
the answer is, Tosfos says, unbelievable answer. He says, the only time you have bittel is when you have something usser and something mutter. Here, the wool and the linen are both mutter.
By themselves.
So they're both mutter by themselves. So therefore, there's no bittel. What about milk and meat?
About to say cheeseburger.
Right, so that's a chiddush which we're going to get to. But as a general rule, since the wool and the linen are both mutter, putting it together is a problem. But since there's only one, we don't know where it is, not bottle. There's no bittel by that. That's what Tosa says. Therefore, it's not bottle. So how can you sell it to a guy? He'll end up turning around and selling it to a Jew. The Jew's going to wear a shot, and it's not going to know. So, v'lo yasena mardas, you can't even make it for a saddle. L'chamor, for a donkey. Why? Because you can't sit on that. Avo osa osan tachwichin l'meis mitzvah. But you can make it for a meis mitzvah.
Really?
Yeah. For a meis mitzvah, for tachwichin. Right? Why can you do that? Because meisim are not machuyev mitzvos. So this Tosfos Avol discusses. Yeah, but don't we say that you shouldn't that they used to bury people in a talis so that when he what they passel the talis, right? That but that was because of Loi L'Rosh. You can't put a talis on a mace.
For what reason?
But the reason is Loi L'Rosh. We shouldn't be all upset. Look at this. I can't perform a mitzvah. You put a talis on me, so we make it passel, right? So why over here you allowed to give klai to the mace? That's what Tosfos asks. If we don't put on a talis, why are we putting on tachrichim? Why are we putting on shatnas? He's wearing shatnas. So Tosfos answers only makbid by tzitzis, because tzitzis is shakal connected kol torah kula. Therefore, makbid by tzitzis. He's wearing shatnas. A big deal. He's wearing shatnas. Others said. Tosfos gives another answer. That the only problem is, first of all, so Shmuel said, that Tosa says that they only put on the talis before, but not, they didn't bury him in the talis. They just put him in the talis for the funeral. They didn't bury him in the talis. Same thing with the tachrichim. They just put it on for the funeral, but they wouldn't bury him with the tachrichim because of Loi L'Rosh. And Lasid Lavo, when he gets up, he's wearing a treif, he's wearing shatnas. Or he's wearing a pasul tzitzis. We don't want to do that. Very, very complicated. Then he says like this. Listen to this line. He says, "Va'od, samach leminhagenu." We have a riot to our minhag. Mi mesechta smachos from mesechta smachos. Shetziva abashol. Abashol. There's a gemara. There's a mesechta smachos. He tiru treles. He matur treles ma'an piluni on this some kind of beged. V'al pisvar ma'chitzanim anu noagin. And we're allowed to rely on mesechta smachos. He calls it svar ma'chitzanim. Kama dvarim, like a lot of things like that. Kigon, for example, Vayichal Moshe b'leili tainos ubimegillah taninan klalos. In Maseches Megillah it says that on a fast day you're supposed to lean the klalos. We don't do that. We lean Vayichal. What's that? Where do we get the Vayichal from? From Maseches Smachos, from left field. So it's not such a crazy thing, says Tosfos, that whatever we do with these mesim, it's based on something else, not on the Gemara. Okay. Anyway. You can't sell this beged to a goy. Why not? Because they'll turn around and sell it to a Jew. Right? My time, why not? My time alone, why not? Dilma Asal is Zvuni Yisrael. He'll sell it to a Jew. Hachinami Asal is Zvuni Yisrael. He'll come to sell the wheat to back to a Jew. So Hadar, you're right. You're right. Rav says, you're right. You can't sell it to a goy. What you got to do is like this. Shara limit chininhu. You got to grind it up, the wheat, with the wheat that's in it. Limith linhu, and then, what does that mean? Also grind it. Filizvinhu, l'ovdekochavim, bake it, sell it to a guy, shalobef neisro, not in front of a Jew. If you sell it to a guy, not in front of a Jew, what's going to happen? He has bread now, and you can't buy bread from a guy, so it's not a problem. Who's he selling it to? The guy. Not selling it to a Jew, no respectable Jew is going to buy it. So, therefore, you got out of it. Got a heter. Okay?
Yeah.
Tanan. Yayin nesech shenafal agave anovim. If yayin nesech fell on top of grapes, yedichan. You wash them off. Vehein mutaros. And they're mutar. Ve'im hayu mivukaos. But if they have cracks in them, asuros, they're asur. Mivukaos in, shalom mivukaos low. So only if it has a crack, yes. And if it doesn't have a crack, it's a problem. Right? So why is wheat any different? I can just wash off the wheat. So Amar Rava, Amar Papa, Shiny Chitim, a wheat is different. Ho, the Agav Tzirayhu, Kimuvukos Dami. No, the way the wheat is formed, it's as if it has a crack. So it's impossible to get the crack out. Get the wine out. You have no option. The only thing you can do is what? The only thing you can do is grind it up, make it into bread, sell it to a guy, and then the guy can't sell it back to a Jew. All right?
Yeah.
We'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.
Tomorrow is September.